20th of November. Talk in a shop.
People like to sit in a
because they have no
For example, alright, that is seeing, everyone sees. But can anyone understand that seeing is just a reality? See, they say that they just don't want to develop it. They want to experience its arising and falling away. But they don't want to develop any understanding. Just want to experience. No development. No cause. They just want the result. And if you ask them to be aware and study and understand, begin to understand it little by little, they don't want to do so. They just want to sit. And what is more difficult, to understand or to sit? People don't want anything which is difficult. They just want easy.
Would you say though that for those who have the right understanding of the path, that let's put it another way, that nothing is beyond people's abilities, or maybe, I mean, we know the Dharma is deep and difficult to understand, but do you think therefore that it's only for a few people who can understand it, or that anybody can, if they persevere, understand it?
Yeah, they would understand the meaning of perseverance,
yeah.
Patience,
yeah.
Otherwise they will not be patient enough. So how can they understand the parami and patience? For them, patience is to sit the whole night. So patient to sit in order to get, not to understand. See? In order to get, not to understand. Our understanding of reality, why can't there be conditions for awareness of this moment? By having more and more understanding, the object of right understanding is this moment. So how? Right. And they don't listen either.
I also have patience to listen on and on and on and consider.
Yeah. Because reality appears now. What about understanding? Can it arise without development? Just arise? Impossible. But by listening that we are talking about it, is there awareness of it, or just attention to the story of it? See, people in Buddha's time, while they were listening to seeing, there are conditions for their awareness to be aware, because they understood that it's not just a matter of understanding the story about seeing, but it's the matter of understanding seeing as a reality. See, different level of understanding.
And the Buddha talked about that there were different people. Some people don't need to hear much in order to attain enlightenment, and some people need to hear a lot in order to attain enlightenment. And some people, even though they hear a lot, they still don't attain enlightenment. Is it for those people who hear a lot and don't attain enlightenment, is that because they don't develop awareness, they just cling to the words, or they just the understanding doesn't get beyond the level of words? Is that the reason that they do not attain enlightenment?
There are four factors of becoming enlightened. The first one is to come across the one who knows about the path. And the second factor is to listen to the teachings. And the third factor is considering it. Not just listening, considering, wise consideration. And the fourth is the development of it, according to right understanding, not just considering.
But if in one's life one has the opportunity and one doesn't become enlightened, is that because something is lacking? Because that all those four conditions can be fulfilled in one life?
Are you satisfied if you are not enlightened in this life? But you develop right understanding little by little, because one knows that there is no awareness in one's life before one understands the path. But later on, even one understands the path, still awareness is not at level of satipatthana. But there is the beginning of awareness, to be aware of reality at that moment. But it also depends on right understanding of different levels again. See, whether it can understand that it's just a reality, not self, or just, oh, that is a kusala, it's so ugly, it's so unhealthy. By having such understanding, kusala can arise. But sometimes, even kusala cannot arise yet. So one can understand one's own accumulation, one's own level of understanding, whether at what level it is. So one knows that it needs more development until right understanding of reality begins again and again and again and again. And one will know by oneself that one is beginning to get used to the characteristic of karma because of the arising of awareness and study. Are you satisfied when it's real right understanding with awareness? Or, no, this life I cannot become enlightened, so I'm sorry.
You never know. Well, that's not so good to say that.
And it will keep on going according to conditions. No sorrow, no repentance.
So it's no good to say, I'm sorry, I can't get enlightened. That is,
what's the use?
What's the use? There are words.
We sometimes make excuses, don't we? Excuses is a kusala.
You don't have to excuse. No need to excuse, even to yourself.
Yeah. But for us it's always difficult when you say, develop it now, and then run.
It depends.
Because it's not yet the right moment.
No, it's not forcing.
No. No, but the Sankara Kamma is not enough yet.
Maybe. Develop it now means, can awareness arise by conditions now?
Yeah.
If it can, you know.
Yeah. And if it can't, one can be reminded.
Not enough conditions for arising
that. Yeah.
People keep on saying that, oh, I'm sorry, it's too late, I cannot catch this. Why sorry? What about this moment? No?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm sorry. Instead of saying so, being aware now. Realize now, we don't have to be sorry. I was clinging to result while one says, I'm sorry. Why? Because one wants to get to attain the result. So one is sorry when one cannot get to it. It's like at moment of paying attention to anupayanchana,
the details,
it shows up your own kilesa.
Yeah, and the tomb by the pyramids,
any moment.
The Sphinx.
Yeah.
We like the Sphinx by evening light.
So one can see that the anupayanchana brings about one's own kilesa.
It conditions it.
Sorry, say that. What does that word mean? Paying attention to details. Conditions one's own kilesa.
Conditions to pay attention to the details.
Yes.
Will show up one's own kilesa. If one cannot know how much one's kilesa is, when one pays attention to the details.
We do every minute, actually.
It shows up.
Every minute,
shows up.
Don't we? Every minute.
How much you enjoy it.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's no way. Only shape sometimes cannot help one to see one's own kilesa. But when one's attention to the details, enjoy it.
Which conditions that.
Yeah. And it's in Mahastipatthana of each section naturally developed.
On the train to Luxor.
But you see that after that Sati Sambhachandya arise, so you understand that it's Akusala.
I understand that's Akusala.
And it depends on what level of sati it is, how panya it is. If there is more panya, it can just stop the word, even you open your mouth. See?
That would be good for Nordwijk too. I wish I could learn. It seems like Chui Madai.
But later on, it will arise more often that you realize that even such word, even it conditions the opening of the mouth, but still the word is stopped by virati, patience.
Yes.
But by understanding what is kusala and what is akusala, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll think more than that, see?
Yeah, that's true. And Lodewijk goes against that also. He gets angry with me. And he realizes that too.
Yeah, because it's impossible that you two will not get angry.
Oh yes, and we don't get angry so often.
It's so common.
Usually about the social program.
Yeah.
What we have to do the whole week.
But you better help him because it's the program.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Yeah, that's what he says. But I think that he does too much. But he says it's necessary.
Yeah. And that's why people love him. See?
Yeah.
They all say, that, oh, how nice, how kind, how good. So they love that kind of person.
Yeah.
So we need to do so in order to entertain or to help the other to be happy.
Yeah.
It's a way to help the other to be happy. By thinking so, you have energy to do, instead of thinking that it's trouble or it's too much. Thinking of, it's my time to help, and then it's kusala to help. Thinking that it's kusala to help, then to be entertained.
Said in Thai last night about to love and that we should love less. And before you know, you have a life full of loba because Lorek enjoys to be retired and that we can eat quietly and he doesn't have to hurry and that we sit before the fire and things like that. That's all loba.
You see that Ludwig doesn't have enough condition for sati. Patana, but you have. So no matter at what degree of loba, it's real, it's conditioned. Who knows when we would be born again, we'll have loba stronger than that. So you see that it's just natural and awareness can understand it even no matter how strong it is. It's just a reality. And don't mind, follow it. And then you see it changes. And the most important thing is to understand it's not self. So whatever arises, it's conditioned.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, I cling or I do this with loba. You said, no, the loba is doing it because we forget that.
Yeah.
And that's very essential to know that.
Yeah. Because the self tries so much to control it, to change it, to move it. But it's wrong.
Yeah.
Understand it as it is. and then the idea of self will be written little by little, because yeah. Panya yeah. sees that it's just conditioned reality.
Yes. Yeah. I have to come all the way on the journey and have all this hardship to learn about conditions.
Yeah, because you say that they are all in the teachings, but how many times that they just arise and develop it?
Yeah.
Because the book is there, but the most important moment is when there is a
moment.
Yeah, it's the moment when it develops. People learn Abhidharma without the real purpose of developing wholesomeness. They just want to learn like a scholar.
Yes.
Or it's a subject that is very interesting. That is not the purpose of studying it. And one would see that sometimes one can cling to praise and fame, but that is the most dangerous thing for those who understand that it's nothing.
Yeah.
But people who do not know how to receive it, it's called the axe that fall from heaven.
The what?
It's one far in heavenly axe.
Axe?
Axe, it cuts.
Oh, it
if
cuts.
If you don't know how to receive it correctly.
Yeah.
See? And some people get lost by these important, unimportant things.
Yeah.
That's why we can receive both blame and praise.
Yeah, I was blamed last night with the servant here, because I took my handbag. I think it's normal to take your handbag when he makes the bed. And then he was scolding to Gaby about me. He had never heard of such a person as me who took the handbag and didn't trust him. And so I thought, here is an unpleasant person, one has to have metta.
Yeah.
But I was hurt. But this morning I looked kindly at him and asked him please for coffee and things like that.
Because you see that sometimes we do not realize what we are doing.
No.
But by looking at the other and watching, then one knows what is better than the other way. And one can try to be like that too. Because they are all kusala, the patience can be patient.
Yeah.
But all the akusala dhamma cannot be patient.
Patient. Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
So when we are not patient, we understand that there must be some akusala, thinking of self, of I, and things like that.
And when it happens that one is aware in the night for the when their train shock so much. And then afterwards one is glad that it happened, so there's a clinging to it immediately.
Right. We can receive and then
I thought, how nice, even when I'm half asleep I can be aware. How great.
Thinking of oneself again.
Yeah, I think that is very much in the way.
But by forgetting it and by being aware, it's just a moment. It's conditioned.
Yeah, when one realizes
the train
that
has
moment.
No intention to move like that.
Yeah.
Even the driver, it can be the engine, or it can be the railroad, or who knows.
Yeah.
But everyone wants...
But then clinging to awareness.
Yeah.
If there is a moment...
The most dangerous thing.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
That's why I said, always said, keep on going from moment to moment.
And not thinking later on about it.
Yeah.
Because then you cling.
Look, sir, in the coach with the horses.
For other objects through the sense that, that you assume that it's Lodewijk or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because I enjoy it when I sit quietly, we sit at the breakfast table or quietly in a restaurant and we sit together and we are together and we do things together. And I enjoy it and he enjoys it.
So you enjoy Banyati.
Yeah, and that is difficult not to have. But one can realize it more. That it is Banyati.
One should see it if one has to make choice, which is better, to understand reality and not motivate, or to still think that peace
is motivated. But there are also moments that I realize it's only a physical object, but more by reminding myself than direct awareness. But anyway, it's a way of Banyati to develop. It's not already, it's just from the peers of eyes, or I say it to him to remind him.
Nothing left, nothing.
Yeah.
So one has to understand it is only Sanya memory.
But we can, when we remind ourselves that it doesn't last, it's thinking, but it can be...
But it's right thinking.
It's right thinking, yeah. Because it's all very enjoyable, but it doesn't last. All the beautiful things of Pharaoh.
Oh, really?
That's so Akadi back for a moment. Yeah. Lorek gets so involved with his work for this conference or that conference, and he works so much, and then I tell him, next year everything is forgotten, nobody will remember.
And next line.
And he should not mind too much because it's so quickly forgotten. I would like to help him if you know something.
Carrying the dinner. You can help him preparing the dinner and everything for the guests, for the party.
Oh, of course, yeah. I do that usually. I like it when the guests are there. It's okay.
Many maids to help, so it's easier when you have many helpers.
Oh, yes. But I mean going out to other places, to other people, that is more tiring than at home to receive. Yeah. Sati can arrive any moment, and that we can begin again with the practice any moment and every moment.
Any moment is the right moment.
Any moment is the right moment. Any moment is the right moment to begin again.
No, or only I think that it's that we think that we cannot do it or that it's too difficult, and then we don't think any moment we can begin again. That we forget, I think.
We can start.
When Kusuchi reminds us this and this and this, and we feel how little we have.
We think it cannot be done during work, because one is so stressed or so absorbed in the work.
Yeah.
But it's the same, like you sit and just have nothing to do.
In the bus to Aswan.
It's different things. To not try too much about pinpointing Sanya, because it will come by itself. But we should consider, otherwise we don't know.
Understand, consider, listen, thinking it over, but not reaching to pinpoint.
Not to try to pinpoint. Because understanding is Sankara Kanta helps later.
That's why Sanya doesn't pay attention to the appearing and disappearing. It is absorbed.
Because of moha, because of ignorance, Sanya is absorbed and does not pay attention to the arising and falling away of realities. But I talk then about the toilet or the boat, then I take the whole took thing, a ruanka. Because I don't, there is no paying attention to nama and rupa, which arise, which don't last. That is why Sanya becomes Vipalasa. Rising and falling away is only for Vipassana Jnana. So it's
even
very difficult not to have Sanya.
That's why.
Almost after time.
The Sanya Vipalas.
When because of most of the time it is Akusala Chitta.
Yes.
With for low pamulati.
Even
when we listen to what he's saying now, okay, and this, and he sells something, Sanya Vipala, when Chitta is Akusala. When we pay attention to concepts, most of the time it's Akusala Chitta. When we listen to what people say, most of the time it is Akusala. When we name it Akusala, it's not awareness, so we should not think too much about Akusala, just about Nama. Otherwise it's labeling. Things move, it's not possible because there are many moments of seeing. You connect them as a reminder and then you know that things move, that the lady moves her head when she talks. But when I close my eyes and open them, the colors are appearing, but it's not precise because it seems like the moving is appearing also through eyes.
What do you keep on saying about precise? It's nothing to do with the precision of the arising and falling away. Because it's the matter of Vipassana Jnana, and it's the third Vipassana Jnana as well. So why do we keep on talking about it? Because it's only reality which appears, that right understanding should develop in order to see that it's not self, because it's only experiencing and it's only the visual object which has its reality as the reality that can be experienced through eye sense.
But when you see something move, you know it's not through eyes.
Right, that's why there should be more understanding of the thinking and the seeing too,
that is
a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that comes in so quick, and that's
we
why
we don't have
difficult.
To think of the quickness or anything at all, just understanding.
That there are different, that is the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Yes. When one keeps on considers, and then doubts come up always.
What are you considering about?
Physical objects.
Why? Because now it appears.
Yeah.
Just understand that it's a reality.
Yes.
That's all. The visual object is that reality that can be experienced through eye sense.
Yes. It's all around.
Yeah. By having more understanding, one can become weary or tired of seeing a visual object because it's only there, visual object and seeing.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
No them.
On arising and falling away from aeons to aeons up to now, and then from now up to aeons and aeons again, just seeing. Very short after the best moment of this life, it arises
again.
As well.
Yes.
And thinking as well. Keep on going, thinking of different visual objects.
In America?
After death of this life, there will be seeing again. The seeing last life was not far away from the birth moment and moment after. See, just a short period, like while one is asleep, seeing while one before one sleep and after one sleep. We always think of people and things, and someone is moving, and that is very common. But when there is the development of understanding, it's the moment of understanding this moment as what appears is only visual object, eliminating the idea of someone holding microphone or looking at one another.
Different
colors.
Huh? Eliminating the idea of Lodewijk.
Like paintings. Looking at paintings. Exactly the same. But
is that can be with Sanya or Chitta Vipalasa, but not with Ditti. It doesn't have to be Ditti.
No. Only when Lopa accompanied by Titi arises.
Yes. Because we take it, you two, it means it can be only Lopa.
Delay at the airport of Cairo on the way to Turkey and Alan's sickness.
This is it, that he is impatient or that he gets irritated and no patience, too much work. So I'm wondering what else I can do to help him.
Understanding.
That is the main thing. Of Nama Europa.
Of Dhamma.
Yeah.
You see the others, patients, maybe
it will help if it's our group here.
Yeah. Better than words. They are talking about Dhamma. So I'm tired of everything about your own stomach. Let it go, and then everything just arises by conditions. That's it.
Don't worry about it before.
When you try, or you are trying,
you will be tense, and it is not so good.
But when you just let go,
just leave it.
Then awareness is aware. Naturally. This is the way to develop any time, any moment, especially when you cannot control your stomach.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm worried I might have diarrhea over the day.
In Turkey, Istanbul.
It pushed so much. I had so much trouble to have metta, you know, like now.
Yeah.
What can I do? Satipatthana.
It's not a matter of what can, just leave it and let go. And don't think of what shall. Whatever is there.
And I have aversion about the whole trip because I'm not so interested in the things that she explains.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my accumulation.
So, aversion can be object.
So I think, what do I do?
See, when you think of what do I do, it's wrong. Yeah.
But it's better in Vienna than here. Develop Ganti Bharani because it's the time
for developing
it. If you see the usefulness of it, I think.
You see, but can you develop? That's the matter.
Yeah. Well, one can only develop when there is Sati Sampajanya.
Kusala.
Yeah.
Kusala,
when there are conditions for it, but you cannot force it.
No, but
so
by understanding it.
It develops. We cannot develop it.
Yeah. And can see that all dharmas are anatta.
Yeah.
When there are conditions, aversion arises. See? Even you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's the test for Kanti Parami. Even it's 8 o'clock, then we can be patient.
Yes, it's okay.
Like any woman, it's difficult to recognize.
Yes.
Thought that he was Luxor, that is Sanya Vipalasa, because it's the road, knowing that it's the road and it's Sanya Vipalasa, but mistake it for road in Luxor.
Yeah.
One can recognize.
Yes. So there are many moments of thinking, and each moment should be realized as not self. Even now. I have aversion all the time when I saw sightseeing.
Yes.
Because it's not my accumulation.
Because you are clinging to something which can condition aversion. But if you don't have clinging to other things, then whatever comes, you feel that you can be patient.
It's not my life
because you cling to something different. So when you cannot get it, you have aversion.
Yes.
For instance, if you cling to the time of dinner and then it doesn't come out as
yes,
you usually have,
yes.
then you have aversion.
Yes.
We can dress to the cause of aversion.
Yes, I can. Because I think I have come for Dhamma, I rather have Dhamma talks
yes.
than walking here.
But everyone is Dhamma, so it depends on your considering and understanding.
Yes.
It's not only word which
no.
helps,
no.
because you have listened a lot, so it's time for considering it as well. Because it's not different from seeing, hearing, thinking and considering.
This is in Turkey.
I think whether we listen to Dharma or not on this trip, the fact that we've made the effort to come here is good. It's very good for the future because it means that in the future, if we can put forth that effort, then we will be able to listen to Dharma more easily. So it's not a matter, even if we don't manage to come listen to anything that Kunsi Ching says, it's good that we put forward that effort.
You made all that effort.
That's right.
Difficult.
It's difficult and it'll be there for the future. We'll make effort
yeah.
in the future to come.
Yes.
And
yeah.
little by little we will accumulate. Yeah, it's a
yeah.
good accumulation to have.
Yeah, very encouraging.
Well, in lots of ways the Dharma isn't easy for me because in order to pursue the Dharma I've had to take long trips out to Thailand on my own to see Kunsi Ching, and my friends and family around me at home aren't the slightest bit interested. So you have to go against the stream quite a lot, and it takes quite a lot of effort to turn right away from what most people follow and to go your own way. So it's important to have that effort, that right effort, because without it I wouldn't understand anything at all.
Yeah.
It pointed out to me that it's time for considering, and I'm clinging to Dhamma. So it's difficult to say the listening is good, but I come for the trip to listen, but if I don't get it or if the opportunity is not good, I should not cling.
It's not the matter of should or shouldn't, it's the matter of panya to understand. Whenever there is unpleasant feeling, you should
yeah.
find a cause. Otherwise you cannot get rid of the cause of
yeah.
unpleasant feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I am thinking of purpose of making such a trip or another trip to Thailand. Whether I should do it or will it be difficult, because I know beforehand the situation is always difficult. Also in Bangkok you are very busy.
Because it depends on moment. You
yeah.
cannot think of 11th month ahead.
No.
Really, what kind of feeling you do your best.
Yeah. Kusala is always pleasant.
So when there is an unpleasant moment, then
yeah.
you know.
Well, I know my face then, and I know it, that the face is not pleasant enough. But how to, one cannot always control, but one can know the reason, and that helps too.
And to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Understanding.
It doesn't matter whether we're here or not.
Because there is understanding of Nama and Rupa at any time. To be alone at any time is the best thing. And Rupa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The pleasant moment when the result is not what you expect.
If you just think too much of the result, yes?
What about just making decision and then wait, what will come?
Yeah, you make a decision to come on the trip because you think it's good for Dhamma, and then if you think of the result, how much do we get, how many tapes,
oh, yeah, that's
it's not good, but I'm in that way, you know, it's my character. And Lodwijk knows all that.
Kusala, and the advantages of Kusala, just little by little, and that is the result. Which is encouraging,
yes.
just little by little, and
yeah.
seeing the disadvantages.
Understand more deeply.
Yeah.
Also.
So it's the same
yeah.
answer as you
yeah.
do. Say, oh, they're very happy, but you cannot say that because there are so many other factors in your life. I mean, to some people who maybe do sitting meditation say that it makes them very happy. But
yeah.
I think that
they don't really know themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
yeah,
and that is the main thing, to know oneself.
To know oneself. Because you could begin and then be very unhappy for other factors, other reasons.
Yeah, I got a lot from the trip. Yes.
Maybe you could change my answer to the one I gave now, to the one I gave earlier on, because I think that that is the better answer.
I knew that I gave lecture on what, and you might be very interested on the subject. Like the Palace
Yes.
Science.
Yes.
Would like to come to Egypt. She's very interested.
I know that. Yeah.
So I think that it's good.
Keep her company.
It's good to come. And when the other would like to come too, it's good. And if there are times for Dharma, it's good.
True.
It's also good.
Yes.
If there is no time for Dharma, it's all right. It's time for other kusala.
For other kusala.
Yeah.
That we forget often.
If you
time
see,
for other kusala.
Yeah, if you see the usefulness or the advantages of all kusala, you know that it's time to develop patience, or it's time to be kind with metta, or it's time to for giving or things like that. Why not all kusala? Why just only hearing or dhamma discussion?
Yes.
Moments can be moment for kusala.
Yes.
But when you lack moment of kusala, there must be some reason or the cause of it that you might not realize. It's always come from lobha or expectation.
Yes. And from bodily tiredness, when the body is tired.
It's a reality anyway, just a reality.
But can it cause a kusala?
Certainly, when there is no understanding only.
Yeah, when there is no understanding of it.
For example, when you think of dinner at such and such time, why not wait? All right, it can be 10, it can be 9, it can be 8, it can be 7, it can be 6, it can be 5.
Any what?
For dinner time.
Oh, yes, certainly,
see?
The time.
Anytime.
Yeah,
learn
anytime.
To be patient and receive all ahetukacittas, which are conditioned by previous karma, calmly or with kusala citta, pleasant feeling. Sometimes you think of you should have this and that for your health, but we have to know that sometimes it's not convenient, like on the trip.
I had a backache from the long sitting on the airport, six hours delay.
Yeah. And if you don't think of it much,
I didn't think much.
It does not appear, because other thing appears as object, like sound and seeing.
Yes.
So the best thing is to forget oneself, one body, our own body.
Our great being. And to belittle oneself as you head to toe.
Mm-hmm. With understanding.
The dust strike.
Yeah. Otherwise there would be self-center all the time. Yeah.
And I want to get down the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also other things. Not only Dhamma talk.
Comfort.
Just let go most of things that you are used to or would like to have.
To apply all this in the situation when I'm back in Vienna with Lodewijk and we have to go out to parties, and I'm often impatient because I don't like to be so tired going out to parties and doing all these things and the program.
Yeah. Because you see that when one is tired as the result, but the other benefit is you can do other things for the others.
When you are tired, you mean?
Yeah.
You could do
other good things for the others. Even you are now tired, but think of the other benefit
for the
out
other
of your tiredness. See?
And not of our own feeling. Yeah. So I try to apply that, because Sutsen Nuong said to me, you have to apply kanti when you go out to the parties.
Yeah.
You have to
Because people would like to have all kusala, but they don't want to accumulate it or develop it. I would like like to have great patience. Why not now, little by little?
Why not now?
In order to become great.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't have it now, it's impossible to
have great
patience later.
Mm-hmm.
It has to begin little by little too.
Yeah.
To endure all hardship. Why not now?
Why not now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be pleasant all the time, like just being glad.
That's right. I promise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I must say, I thank you very much for all the advice.
And we'll see new Nina.
That cannot be at once. It's not possible.
Next year. Yeah. The progress from time to time.
Yes.
When we know how to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
When we know how to develop patience.
Yes.
It's like good taste.
Yes.
That's why we all keep calm and quiet and happy, whatever happens.
Because the last trip I missed Lodewijk more, but then you said you have to think of not of him so much, because Nama Europa and past life and future life.
Yeah.
But I'm getting older and he's getting older, and we still consider that one of us will pass away before.
You can die now at this moment, Nina.
So,
and then you lose all memory of Lodewijk.
Yeah, but he, when he dies, and I'm alone, you know, it will be very difficult. But I have to apply now, otherwise I won't be able.
So, when he dies, and you are alone, you cling to space and air and nothing.
Space and air.
You used to cling to him, but where is he then?
Yeah.
After death.
After.
No more.
No more.
So you realize that you cling just to idea or air or space.
But I think one has often, one must often consider this to be prepared.
At that moment you cling to your own memory of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, only of him.
Only that.
There is no.
Because your sister, anymore. I was so impressed on the tape for Sarah in Hong Kong, that the man she loved before, she knows he is not the same person anymore, but she can think of him with appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
But she applies really, your sister, Kunchit.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed by the way she said it.
Otherwise she'll be now crying and crying all the way.
Yeah.
To
but you helped her of course a lot because you were together.
Because she now studies the teachings.
Yes, and you helped her for the teachings and then she got over it, her sorrow. Yeah. But one has to be prepared beforehand.
Now you are preparing.
I am preparing, yes.
It's a bell. You don't think of the reason for being unpleasant at all.
Yeah. She has no reason.
Why think of it that you will become unpleasant? Forget it, something like that. Because you understand the cause of unpleasant feelings.
But to apply it perfectly is not possible. I'm just a beginner.
But whenever there is unpleasant
feeling,
you can think of the cause.
The cause, yeah.
There is Tipitaka and realities are here. So when one study and when one apply, one know what is meant there in the book.
Listen to the tape and you remind us, we understand a little bit more clearly each time.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a little
clearer.
Because
it's our avicca and our lopa, which is great hindrance to understand realities as they are. Because there must be the motivation of the self and the clinging to the result. It changes the clinging from sensuous object into wanting the result.
That's why
clinging does not let go anybody at all. Yeah. It follows all the time.
So if you give me advice so that I am more aware of this, it's helpful that I realize it better.
Yeah.
Better is akusala.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise I let it pass.
Yeah. Because you see that no matter how much you'd like awareness to arise, it cannot arise at will or by wishes. But whenever there is a moment of awareness, it develops. And that's why it takes eons. And when we don't expect any result, the result is there because of the cause.
What I have, I noticed that too. And then I think at the show, there is not much sati, but just a little. The same as in the hotel, at the table, no difference. Mm-hmm. And then I'm pleased about that. So it's clinging again, straight away clinging. Even if there's little sati, then I'm so happy that it can be. So I spoil it again.
Yeah, you don't spoil it, but it is conditioned to be that way, because there is no you in reality.
Yeah.
That's why right understanding must be very subtle in details.
And also realize that, because if you don't realize it, you'll get stuck.
That's why it has to be eradicated, lopa. And it's only panya which can see where it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's nowhere. You wish and you want and you are satisfied and you are pleased all the time by lopa.
Yes.
See? So just whatever arises, it doesn't mean that you should stop having it, because it's impossible. Otherwise, you might think that, oh, you have ability to stop it and you are so good now because less of lopa. It's only imitation, not true.
Yeah. It's satya, narami, that we need.
Yeah, yeah.
And sati sampajanya can notice all such moments.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
Alan doesn't expect too much.
No.
Yeah.
Because whenever you do it, that's all.
Yeah. I spoke to him about this. I said that he doesn't cling so much to Dhamma talk like me. Mm-hmm. Situation changes all the time, but nama rupa, it's the same.
Yeah, from last life to present life and next life, because there is lopa, there is clinging to husband and wife, not only in this life, and it will continue to next life. To whom you will be wife or husband, we don't know.
Yeah.
See, but clinging never stops. That's why one understands that it's clinging to sensuous object, but we mistake sensuous objects for beings. That's all.
Lorenz still finds it so difficult whenever I explain that it's only a visible object.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who is not aware of
like
it yet, no matter he likes it or not, visual object is visual object.
I have something I like to help him. When he is impatient with himself, he has very coarse words which come out.
Yeah.
But he realizes it also. And then I have so much aversion when I hear these words, and I want to tell him off or tell him why should he use these words. But it's not the right way, because I like to control him.
Because you see that if we just keep quiet, then he will realize.
It's better to keep quiet.
Because by our reaction, he will realize that what is right and what is wrong to do.
Yeah, that is the best way. Mm-hmm. And then I'm too impatient, and I know beforehand I should not tell him off, and I still do. So
that's why the viruti cetasika, the samma vaca, has to develop too.
Yeah, like with the program I told you, the social program, and I don't like it. And then I say, now I will keep quiet when I read that program. And Friday evening or Saturday morning, I always read that program. And I ask him whether he can eliminate something of it, and then he gets annoyed and cross.
Because you see, Nina, sometimes it looks like you think of yourself first.
Yeah, it's the self which is in the way.
Yeah, that is not nice even in secular world. Any place, the right thing is the right thing and the wrong thing is the wrong thing. When there is understanding, it's the matter of developing what is right and what is wrong. And if you don't think of yourself first, it looks very sweet, very nice, very...
And one can help the other better.
Yeah.
I can help Lola better. But he realizes it also, that it is dosa. He knows.
But by just knowing it, dosa does not help, because it needs higher understanding.
Yeah, the words come out also in the car when the traffic is not good. Very bad words.
Yeah. Because you see that you should sympathize him, because you are the only person that could see his real nature when he gets angry, because he cannot pass it out to other people at all.
How do you mean he cannot pass it out?
To other people he would be nice, always nice.
Yeah, he is
like
nice
that.
And patient.
Yeah. But people have the limit to...
He's tired and tense because of the work, I think, and then it conditions it. So I don't know how to help him by keeping quiet, I guess. But not his dosa.
The best example is just you yourself do it, and then he would notice and follow little by little. If you don't use a coarse word, he never use it too. Or when he use it, and then he realizes that it's not suitable for you to hear it or to anyone. See? Mm-hmm.
Also when he's alone in this room in the embassy, and the papers fall down, or he gets too many papers, he uses those words he tells me, and he is alone.
Yeah.
He has accumulated it.
Yeah. Everything can be changed by right understanding. On and on with development of right understanding and wholesome jetasikas. Otherwise, there is no way to eradicate all akusala jetasikas.
With panya, you mean?
Yeah, that's why we can see that it has to be the understanding of daily realities. Otherwise, it's there, unknown, all the time. And people don't mind it. They just want to attain the goal.
Yeah.
No attention to all these akusala jetasikas.
Very important. Like a person like you who advises us, it would be very difficult to know all this.
Because the best friend, a good friend, must be the friend who help you to have kusala.
Yes.
Other people would like you to have more dosa and more bad reaction and things like that. But that's not the teaching of the Buddha at all. Even just very small, trifle akusala, he pointed us that it's there, that should be eradicated.
Yeah. It's very good you said yesterday, we should get rid of rank. So we have those feelings, Lodek and I, because he is the ambassador and the honor he should have.
Everyone,
very good.
Nina, everyone, no matter on what stage or what rank one is, most people or everyone, like everyone who, how do you say, down to earth. It's so natural, so friendly, so human. So everyone likes it then, better than rank. And the Buddhist disciple or the Buddhist followers do not mind at all about rank, because it kills kusala. Praise also kills, and blame is much better, because few people tell us about our blame, but everyone has. So it takes time to help that person to see that blame is blame. If it's true, you have to understand it and try to eliminate it. But if it's false, you are not like that. So you don't have to get angry at all.
But dishonor, Lorek expects to get a sign of honor at the end of his career, but not everyone gets it. So he says already that he has aversion if he wouldn't get
because
it.
Because he expected it.
So I have to help him.
Yeah, yeah.
not to expect anything.
The best thing is to be nobody.
Yeah.
To get rid of the body, the self.
Yes, I will.
The rank, the prayers, and everything.
When he has that thought.
Mm-hmm. Because you see that nobody can escape having praise and blame. But the one who receives it wisely will not hurt. Will not be hurt at all. One understands that it's only words, and people forgot it immediately after they said it, something like that. Yeah. But the person who cling to it once more, see? So clinging is there. The more we understand where clinging is, the more we can get rid of it. Otherwise, it's keep there all the time. Clinging to rank, to honor, to praise, to fortune.
We will cling to our life when he is retired, and to be quiet together, enjoy the meals together, things like that. But if you realize it's clinging.
I think that if it turned to be kusala, helping one another wisely, it would be... Yeah.
But Lodewijk is not inclined to take up suttas himself. When I put on a little tape in the morning, he can listen. But he will never take out a book.
It doesn't matter because it's not his right time yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one day when the time is right, he will pick it up. So we don't have to force what we can understand. All beings as they are, as having different accumulations.
But it is also difficult if one has not explanations to just take up the sutta and start to read it.
Yeah,
it's not
because
so easy.
It's for the wise who could understand and who especially understanding realities is much better than just understanding the word, the Pali, because it's like English word, but what are realities represented by those words?
I liked in your book on Metta that you said the one who conquers Kilesa, it's the hardest victory, it's an impressive sutra. The most difficult thing to do, to conquer what's Kilesa.
But if you think that you'd like to conquer the great Akusala, it's impossible.
Impossible.
Because you have to conquer this moment first.
And when I conquer this moment, I'm pleased with myself. So I cling.
But you know that only Anagami does cling to
Yes, so it's natural, and you know it will help when we realize just one moment and pass already,
that's
not to think too much about it.
Yeah, that's why Panya has to be very refined, so it can see the refined Akusala as
well. Because this morning at breakfast I wanted to sit next to her, and then your mother came along, and she had no place. So I moved my place, and I thought, now I conquered Kilesa. Just one moment. But I keep, so that's vitaka.
It's like you put it on scale all the time.
Yes, I do that. Yeah, on scale.
It should be one's nature.
Nature, yeah.
Make it one's own nature.
But one can learn little by little.
Yeah, develop until
so that
your
this
own
one's nature.
Tamaka. That you don't have to think before you try to do good. Because it's like, I will do good, I will do good. And when you can't, then it upset you.
Yeah. No, but I was sorry for her. She had no place to sit, and so I moved.
But at the same time, it's completely done. So it's not the self who is so pleased that I have done such put it on scale again.
We do that all the time. It's normal to do that.
I don't think so. Just do it, that's all.
Yeah, I mean it's when it is accumulation, one is doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it one's own nature.
Yeah.
See, it has to see. And then think of different story, different situation. But visual object cannot be anything.
No.
It's just like a reality that can be experienced through eye sense.
And then the sati sampachanya can realize more often the stories we think about. But very often we don't realize it, and we go on thinking such a lot. Like you said this morning, putting everything on a scale. But personally, I have accumulated this tendency that I think, how bad was my thought now? Because it's such a cruel thought suddenly which comes up and you buck up my die. You cannot force it.
New thinking and other thoughts again.
It must be from the former life somewhere.
But it can be understood by being aware and understand it's just a reality. And then you forget about whether it's on the scale or not.
But I'm inclined to think, how much akusala was it, which degree, things like that. So I put it on the scale again, like you said. It's a matter of going on thinking. But one can realize it.
By only one way, understand this present moment as it is, as it is. Visual object. Development, because all are in the book.
Yes.
So you can look it up anytime. But this is many pages of book.
This is many pages of the book. Yes.
Maybe at this moment, because abstaining from listening to Dharma can be kusala too.
Yes.
Because when you consider, for instance, if we're with guides and when we talk about the Dharma, it's distracting for the guide. So abstaining from talking about Dharma can be kusala. So it's a matter of applying kusala in the situation.
Yes.
And it can be a reminder that sometimes listening or abstaining from listening to Dharma is kusala.
Yes. Yeah. Because it can be applied.
Yes.
Talked about sati when we are working or even translating or writing about Dhamma so little, and I say at parties when I go out forgetful.
What but, about this moment?
No difference.
<Don't see> it.
No difference. Invisible object. But we are more abundant here during the day because you speak about Dhamma. And when we return, we think about all, we consider, and it helps. And then after a few months, it seems that we are backsliding again. Less.
If you put it on scale. But if you don't put it on scale.
On
it
scale,
move on very slowly.
A little, like the bats you don't see.
Yes.
And I always weigh things, putting on scale. So you said, because I consider like that. It's not so good, but I do. You keep on going. You are not so discouraged.
No.
Yeah.
Good. Go slow.
But sure. Slow but sure. Very good. Better when concepts are the object, when we look at the cars and we realize it's thinking of concepts, we realize it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, we should not try, or that it is physical object of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can remind ourselves, but it can be trying also, trying to.
At that moment of saying to oneself that it's only rupa, that is a moment of reality. See, that's why we have to understand the very fine moment to.
If you say to yourself, it's reminding and it's right thinking.
But even at that moment, awareness and understanding can see that it's only a moment.
Again, of thinking, but another type of thinking. Yes, different types of thinking. Because we look at cars all the time and the lights and the houses and the landscape.
Until one can see the distinction between just whisper object and the thought of car.
But we won't try, it's too difficult.
It will come little by little.
By itself, in the air conditions.
Back in Cairo, in the hotel hall.
Didn't come last night and it was so 1 o'clock almost. And it didn't come at all, and I felt really a lot of aversion then. I did not pass the test, because it was the limit for me. So late, it goes to a certain degree, the patience, and then no more.
And what's the use of being impatient?
There is no use.
Yeah. Only right understanding can see that it's useless.
Yes.
At that very moment.
Yes.
So we need right understanding at any situation, see? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you'd like to develop high understanding, that very moment can be conditioned to get higher and higher. But if there is no patience at that moment, it's no right understanding of the usefulness of being patient, so understanding cannot develop. That's why we can see that understanding develops together with all groups like that.
Then understanding cannot develop if you are impatient.
Right, because it does not see the useless of being patient. Impatient.
To a certain degree, and then you forget.
That's why it needs sati all the time.
Yes.
Sati is necessary at any situation.
Yes. Even if you lose your suitcase.
Remember that if you'd like to have higher understanding, it's time to develop all kusala dhamma. Thing.
Yeah.
Too little thing to be counted. As long as you think that it does not hurt you, so you don't mind. But if it hurts even a little, then you mind. See?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Indicates impatience.
Yes. What you said about patients, it's in the same context as the vitamins, and that we are too weak to walk unless we have the paramis. But I think also that the moments of impatient are usually akusala, which are bound to arise anyway in a day.
It has to when there are conditions, but it depends on panya and the development of panya, whether you'd like to continue, keep it on, accumulate more, or it depends on level of panya.
I didn't realize that it really hinders the panya.
Nothing can hinder, but it depends on whether you like to have strong panya or less panya. At that moment, panya can understand. But if panya cannot understand, then you have more akusala instead of having more panya. Because everyone wishes to have great panya. But what about panya of that very moment to see the uselessness of having
akusala? It always comes again to this moment again, this present moment.
That's why it develops together with all kinds of wholesome jetasikas. Because in reality, there are wholesome jetasikas which develop.
Saying now helps us to see more the disadvantage, even more of akusala in the situation, more than before.
Yeah.
Is this reminder?
The details of Dhamma can help a lot when we carefully think about it. How to develop right understanding. We should understand that moment of having dosa too. Otherwise it's avicca, which is so strong that it doesn't have panya to see reality, that is akusala.
And before we learned more in theory and a little, a strong dosa we knew, but not so much the disadvantage of each moment. This this became much clearer in the trip.
To come.
Yes, certainly. Each time we know.
To plan what subject we will talk about, let it come by situation.
This is natural in the situation.
And it works better because right at that time you can understand about how it's important to be patient or to develop patience.
Yes.
And then patience through body, patience through speech as well.
Because in patience I lifted my hands to Kunto and to him because the suitcase hadn't come. So I lift both my hands in the air.
See?
No awareness, but it was conditioned by impatience, the hands, the movement of the hands. Very interesting. explain more quickly, because he is my husband. I tell him everything, and I am so tired and I am so hungry. I behave always differently than in a group like this. I will sooner complain, because he is my husband.
Where did that be said that at home? You also did so many things like with impatiently.
Yeah.
So I asked whether at home or here, where did you have more impatient?
More impatience.
More impatient.
At home.
At home, more impatient.
Yes.
So he'll see new Nina at home too.
I hope. But when I'm with him, I let myself go more easily.
Yeah. So he also let himself go too.
The feeling. You are together and you say everything that you think.
So, did he, to you, the same?
It?
He did the same thing to you? With you who could say anything?
No. He is better in that respect. Yeah, it's more me. Oh, the car drive is so long, and I'm so hungry, and it's already overdue, and it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
I'm more like that at home than on a journey like this.
Not good at all.
So I let myself more easily go.
But that's not good.
It's not good, no.
Yeah.
I know.
Change little by little.
One cannot change suddenly.
Right.
It's not possible.
Whenever wholesomeness develops, see, it's the matter of developing wholesomeness. Wholesome jetasikas develop. I'd like to hear such words many, many times.
It is a blessing.
Too much. I think that when one learns the better way, one can change little by little.
Yeah.
Trying to change at all.
Yeah. There were enough lights as visible object anyway during the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All vipalasa.
Yes.
It's so daily that one can see the development of insight and one's own awareness.
Yes.
To check whether it's enough to see all realities as not self. Develop right understanding in any situation.
But we can't help. Having aversion when there is no shower and no bath for 2 days, but not strong aversion, not strong aversion, just slight. I had to report it. There's no shower, no bath for me.
Why?
I'm broken.
Honestly,
I realized that there should not be aversion, but well, it's I have not eradicated, so it comes up. But I realize that is the way. Now it's not like that we have to put it on the scale each time that there is aversion, because that's not natural.
Because
it should be natural.
Because you know that nothing is as worthwhile or as worthy as just be aware instantly. Otherwise, you
One can't tell himself, no, I should not have akusala anymore because it's not useful. That is thinking,
We went on boat and train.
The trip, it was Vitaka, the thinking that you reminded of, because the worrying that I will this happen or how to do this or how to do that.
Then you can ask yourself now, why not being aware instantly?
Yes, and I can also say when there is a verse, something, not kusala but akusala, do you like it? Like you say about being tired, do you like it? And then you know at once that there is aversion. Like there is no shower, do you like it? And you know there is aversion. It helps to consider if there is less thinking of self, less and less and less developing understanding. And it helps me when I'm complaining or no patience, that I'm thinking of myself. And we see that's ugly.
And when you think of the other first, then you forget about yourself.
Yeah, that is a big help if one thinks of that.
especially concerning for the other's feeling. And
yeah, that is not nice to hear for the other. About hardship in the trip, I like to tell him, but I can add it was good for Dhamma. he will want to know.
Each trip must be like this.
Yes.
Not as comfort as.
Oh no, able. It cannot be.
Yeah.
We know that.
Except. About that.
Yeah, even about whether you get enough or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just follow the stream.
Yeah. Rex says, well, he gets older, he gets more and more nervous, his nervous system gets weaker, and then he gets excited more easily about, like a traffic jam, or when someone is late, or he is late. How can I help him?
But that is not an excuse, no matter one is old or young, it depends on the accumulation.
I think so too.
Yeah. He could change by accumulating other...
One can change one's accumulation.
Yeah, other realities.
Yeah. But he, it's beyond control, he says.
Everyone, not only him.
Yeah. But then he gets so excited when, like this, in the train, or the chauffeur is responsible. But he gets excited. I tell him it's no use. The chauffeur is driving the car. But he gets so unhappy and nervous then.
It takes time to learn and to develop understanding.
Why didn't you tell me?
By seeing all this akusala, one can see the advantages of panya.
Yes.
That without panya, nothing can be eliminated at all. What one does not like
I'm allowed to.
Irritation,
yes.
Excitement.
Yes.
It's up to panya only.
Very noisy room that I heard all the people passing in the middle of the night and talking, but it helped a lot to realize that the hearing is only vipaka and it's absolutely not possible to control that. It helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I take the refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, I say to myself the Pali words, but then I realize how many akusala cittas, because it's very difficult. When I say these words, many other thoughts come in of what I did during the day, and I'm very distracted.
Yeah.
But then one realizes one's own akusala.
Yeah. And later on, after the right understanding has developed, we could see that, oh, it's just a moment, which is conditioned.
Yes.
That's why it goes by, and then all dhammas in a day appear as just dhamma when there is awareness.
Yes. So it doesn't matter so much by conditions that the akusala comes in. Even we pay respect to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
Yeah.
One cannot force it.
Just understand it.
Yes.
That it's just a conditioned moment. Mm-hmm.